The Week That Was with Gaundy and Maz. Love was in the air this week as we counted down to Valentine's Day. And we learned lots of lessons like sometimes a little white lie is important for love.
When have you passed off something else as your own?
Let's go to Tom in Griffith on 131060.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Oh, what's your story, buddy?
Girl I had my eye on, it was her 18th birthday, and she said to me, oh, it's my birthday, and, you know, can you make me a pavlova? And so at that time, I was like, yeah, of course I can. And I went to make it. And making a pavlova with your, you know, whipping up egg whites, you've got to be smack on clean with all your equipment, otherwise it just flops. And on this occasion, oh, she flopped all right. It was the biggest flop I've ever done. I couldn't fess up, but I buggered it. You know, she was so keen on a pav for her birthday, so I went down to Cheesecake Shop and bought the pav.
Yeah, you did.
And it was immaculate.
Did you tell her that you bought it from the Cheesecake Shop?
Well, funny you should say that. At the time, no. 20 years later, still friends, and she recently gave birth to her second kid, and I actually wrote her a message saying, hey, you know, congratulations. But by the way, your 18th birthday pav, I bought it from the Cheesecake Shop.
You only just told her?
The guilt's been eating him up for 20 years.
What did she say?
She said, well, I kind of thought it was...
too good.
I kind of thought it was fake because your cooking was crap.
Food seemed to be the way to everyone's heart on the show as we discussed the perfect sandwich with some callers.
Chris, welcome to the conversation about the best sandwich you ever had.
What is it?
It's a risotto burger.
Ooh.
And it's from a vegetarian vegan cafe in Coffs Harbour, and I travelled 2 hours to go get it.
Brad on 131060, hit us with your best sanger, Brad.
We have a bit of a night out in town up in Brizzy. And walking around the streets and walked past the sandwich shop and found a Cuban sandwich.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've always been pretty interested in what they are. And I don't remember much of the night, but I remember the sandwich very vividly every single day.
In another win for love and food, while playing Dine and Dash, listener Alana decided to have a taste of a half-sucked mango.
You're about to meet Dan, but can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
I think I'm a pretty funny person. Who doesn't want to meet someone with a, you know, good sense of humour? Love, you know, a bit of a social life.
Great.
Love getting out there with my friends. Always striving to do more. Keep educated. Kicking goals.
Tick all the boxes. You tick all the boxes.
You are a cat.
Yep.
Well, I think so.
Would you like to meet Dan?
I'd love to.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I've got a head like a half-sucked mango, so I love my rugby league. Need a girl in my life to pull me into gear.
Are you going to dine or dash?
I'm going to dash for fear of getting stuck in NRL conversation.
Oh, no.
Genuinely, we're thinking this was going to happen.
God, I'm the worst decision maker. I'm a Sagittarius, guys.
No pressure from us either way. You just decide.
All right, screw it. Let's go dine.
She's dining.
With so much love going around, Gaundy and Maz started to get butterflies as they were joined by a couple who had been married for over 20 years. Unfortunately, that didn't last much longer.
Oh, yeah, we have Matt and Alicia this morning. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
You guys have been together for nearly 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Matt.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's real, guys. That is a real unplanned response right there.
I was going to ask what the secret to 20 years was. I don't know if I want the answer there, Matt.
So, yes. All righty. Let's just give you your letter and get on with this, hey? The letter this morning, guys, is U for underwhelming, which is how Matt feels about his relationship.
And that's the week that was with Gaundy and Maz.
Weekdays from 6 on your smart speaker or the Hit app.
Yeah.
Oh.